This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And there it is, the MSG stare that everyone is buzzing about. Everyone but Zena, that is.
It's creepy. If you can make a sphere of the world and like make a pretty art, all that, I'm with it. That eyeball, you could see the red veins in the eyeball. I'm sorry, that's creepy. I'm sorry.
Well, yes, if you guessed it, Zena and I are together, but we are in Las Vegas.
We're at Summer League, y'all. We are at Summer League in person, and then it's going to go right into WNBA All-Star Weekend. A lot of buzz in Las Vegas. It's hot as hell. Am I allowed to say that? It's hot as ever.
Yes, girl.
No. It's hot in Vegas, but for all good things, basketball-wise, but also, obviously, the heat. You guys are not seeing it, but we have, like, an amazing view of Vegas right behind the camera. And
we can even see the sphere, like, from the
Oh, it's creepy. It's huge. I'm sorry. I don't like.
We're not going to tell you where we are because y'all don't need to know our business. We can see it from here, and we can see the Vegas Strip. So we're sitting pretty right now. Sure. So this is Ladies First Friday, the Vegas edition.
I love that. Ooh. You really trademark that Vegas edition. We're going to talk about this later, but it is Black Women in Sports Day.
It is.
And we have a Black woman in sport that's going to come and celebrate with us. But happy Black Women in Sports Day to you, Nat.
Likewise, ditto.
Thank you.
And but okay, we are here in Vegas.
Yes.
And we're here for NBA Summer League and all the talk, all the buzz.
Yes.
Is about Wemby. It's all about Wemby. Mm-hmm. But while all the buzz should be about him for Summer League.
You drive me crazy.
Yeah, there's some drama.
Britney Spears.
With Wemby and Britney Spears and his, not really Wemby, but his bodyguard.
Security.
His security. Some drama went down. So we just saw these news headlines. Yeah. Britney put out a statement, but Wemby, he spoke on it. So let's hear what he had to say.
What happened last night is I saw the news, obviously, this morning. I woke up to a couple of phone calls. And there was something did happen a little bit when I was walking with some security of the team to some restaurant. We were in a hall. There was a lot of people, so people calling me, obviously. And there was one person who was calling me, but we talked before with the security. Don't stop because it's gonna make a crowd. So I couldn't stop. So that person was calling me, sir, and that person grabbed me from behind. So I didn't see what happened because I was walking straight and we told don't stop. But that person grabbed me from behind, not on my shoulder. She grabbed me from behind, and so I just know that the security pushed her away. I don't know with how much force though, but security pushed her away, and I didn't stop to look. So I kept walking and enjoyed a nice dinner. that was fun night with the guys.
Just one follow up. Person
who
grabbed you from behind, you think was Britney Spears?
So, actually, I didn't know for a couple hours. But when I came back to the hotel, I had forgotten about this event. I didn't forget about it, but I thought it was no big deal. And the security of this person told me it was Britney Spears. So I was like, no, you're joking. But yeah, turns out it was Britney Spears. And, but I didn't know because I didn't see her. I never saw her face. I just kept walking straight.
There it is.
What I love about how random this story is that these are two worldwide celebrities at this point in very different spheres. And yet the other knows about the other. And enough for Britney Spears, who has traveled the world, right? Probably been to France more times than this like young man has been in any concert of his life. And she's like, Wemby, I have to touch Wemby.
Yeah.
One question I have. He's 7'5".
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how tall Britney Spears is, but I'm trying to think, what her wingspan is to be able to touch a shoulder. But that's, I guess that's, you know, different things to worry about. But yeah, I just thought it was very cool that Britney Spears wanted to congratulate him. I don't know what happened with security. It's unfortunate she got touched, whatever. But let's be real. Britney Spears' security has probably done that to many of folks.
Well, she actually put out a statement. Mm-hmm. And she said that her security has never done anything like that. Can we get Britney's statement up? It may not be in here, but she did. It was a very long statement.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
She put out this statement and she said, you know, she kind of refuted slightly mm-hmm. Wemby's version of the mm-hmm. story. And she just said that, you know, like she's disputing like
what happened.
Yeah, yeah. How the touch happened.
Yeah.
Right. And so anyway, like
either way, she's fine. He's fine. This random occurrence happened and more celebrity now has come to Wemby as a result.
Yes. And just so everyone knows, like there are no official charges being pressed. She mm-hmm. did file a police report. It's come out today that there aren't going to be any charges. The security did say that he didn't know. He wasn't aware who it was when he
got it.
You know.
Interesting. Does it matter?
I mean,
is it legal or not legal just because it's Britney Spears or not?
Well, but I think for me, it's like, I kind of question, like, did you know it was a woman and did you need to use such force?
Yeah, right.
And, you know, she's seeking an apology because she's like she says her security has never done anything like that. And I do think that's quite a bit of force, mm-hmm. you know, like she's saying that he backhanded her, you know, and she like fell to the floor and her glasses came off. So
I think I read all of that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's quite a bit of force to use with a woman.
Backhand?
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know that that's what she's saying in her statement.
Okay.
And I don't
Interesting.
I don't okay. think that part of the statement is refuted. The security did later go because they were like, and she was eating dinner in the same restaurant.
Right.
So the security did go over and apologize.
Interesting.
And,
yeah.
You know, he's saying he did not realize, but she's more so just saying like, you don't really need to handle someone like that. Like there's another way to maybe prevent someone
sure.
without
yeah,
using
with that.
That level of force.
I
and so I tend to agree with her too there. And it's just unfortunate because like, you know, this is all supposed to be excitement about Wemby. And even though it wasn't him, it's like this crazy. And she's a huge basketball fan.
She is. She is. Her back when she was dating Justin Timberlake, they would do all those celebrity games together.
Yeah.
She was always an NBA All-Star and things of that sort. So yeah. I don't think I realized how like deep this was. I thought this was just like fun, like, you know, like someone goes out with a statement and says, oh, I could have been handled a little bit softly and like whatever. But I didn't realize like she said she is saying that she got backhanded. Like,
yeah
I don't think that is ever necessary. I was listening to the Athletic Daily Ding.
And, plug.
But they were talking about like one of the hosts was talking about when he was at a wedding in Vegas once, Britney Spears' security guard walked up right up to him, shoved him to the ground so that he could get Britney Spears through. So apparently maybe her recollection might not be like, maybe she didn't know, but a security does what security does. Now backhanding people, that's a little different. So interesting. Did not know all that.
Yeah, apparently the police said her own hand knocked her glasses off after security pushed it away.
Maybe
she didn't realize that in the fall, like after they mm-hmm. released the video, because you know it's Vegas and there's cameras
everywhere. There's cameras everywhere. That's true. I'm happy she's okay.
Yes.
I can imagine that that's like a lot to experience, especially when you're just trying to go and like celebrate someone. And like, look at Wemby. Everyone is just like cheering for him. He's adorable, like also 7'5", but like adorable. And he just seems like a sweet kid. So I imagine she was just like genuinely trying to celebrate him.
For sure.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And we all are, right? Because mm-hmm. he's causing mass hysteria right now. Ticket prices going up. It might actually be hard to get into summer league.
Oh, it used to be like, you could get into a summer league game for $5. You could get 3 games for $40.
Yeah.
Okay, like it was nothing to buy summer league tickets. Now his game, his first game is tonight, Friday night. His tickets are going at 160-ish for his one game. One game.
Crazy.
Highest ticket in the building right now is 617.
Wow.
For a summer league game, it doesn't count. Like, this is crazy.
And it's Wemby mania, Wemby madness.
It's Wemby.
Wow.
Yeah. No, but that's what this kid is going to do. Everyone talks about how he's going to transform the physics of the game and transform the actual geometry of the game on the court. he's about to change the entire landscape of the business of this sport as well.
For sure.
Not only from an international perspective, but also obviously from the fact that people are going to pay money to see this phenom. It's amazing.
Well, you know who will be in the building tonight to watch him play? We will.
I'll be there. Stay tuned to all of our socials because we'll be posting. We will be talking about this, but yeah. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm here live. I'll be posting for BFA. You'll be posting for your multi-platform.
Yes,
so
yes.
Make sure you are following and watching our handles because we have that content coming
so
for you.
So excited. I can't wait.
All right. So we are here for Summer League, but it's not the only major news happening in the NBA.
Right.
It is free agency season and trade rumor season.
Right, right.
And there's just a whole lot going on. And we've been talking about Damian Lillard a lot this entire week, obviously.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mike said, I thought it was cute. Like, you know, we're all on Dame time. But you know what? I am not on Dame time. I am not on Dame time because I've been over this ninja for a minute now. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, yo.
It's been a while.
I'm over him.
It's a saga. I mean, remember, so I said it's about Dame time that he added or asked for a trade. Like, sir, the saga has been going on forever. Now, what I am fascinated by is this entire drawn out process of, well, if you trade for Damian Lillard and you're not Miami Heat, you're going to get an unsatisfied player. You're going to get a player that's not happy to be there. And it's just like basically these like veiled threats going around the league about don't try and trade for Dame because he's not going to come to you unless you're the Miami Heat and enjoy his time. And I'm just like, I'm amazed, like his cryptic tweet that he put out the other night. I'm amazed that this hasn't already happened yet. Like, figure it out.
The trade. I mean, honestly, and you know, because I really am not a pro, you know, employer or a pro team or org person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. But it's just like my background experience, lawyer, and also, you know, working for various employers, like, I think he's crazy that he thinks he can demand these things, to be honest. So I don't think it's going to get done right away.
Yeah.
You know, Kurt Helin's come on. We've seen other reporting that this is going to take time. We don't know that he, like the Blazers will take as long as Daryl Morey and that they're willing to sit out, you know, like they did with Ben Simmons. But, you know, you don't have any leverage here really
he
or ground.
He
and,
doesn't.
You know, the whole...
No, wait, let me share
them.
Sorry.
No, it's just the whole, like, he showed them loyalty. Okay, and they paid him for that loyalty.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he did not need to re-up that last time he did, but he wanted that money because no one could pay him as much as the Blazers. Mm-hmm. So you should have gotten a no-trade clause like Bradley Beal, and then you would be able to control your destiny and what you're doing. But you did not. So there's multiple years left on his contract. And it's not even that, but it's just like... Miami doesn't have great assets to offer. So, like, they should just trade you and mess up their future.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Like,
right.
No.
And that's the thing. That's the question of, like, what is Portland going to get in return for Damian? And nothing. I mean, Yaquez, like, people are excited about him. That's the person I'm excited to see at Summer League. I will say that. But that's not enough, right? Then you think about Tyler Herro, injuries.
Yeah.
This isn't a full and just like exciting young package of players that Portland would get.
No.
It's what they would need to build around Scoot Henderson. When I say I'm amazed that this hasn't happened yet, not necessarily to Miami, a trade hasn't happened yet in the sense of like, just get this over with and get it done. Like, I am so tired of talking about the situation. It's just like, it has made free agency, like, that's why I was like, free agency hasn't been hitting like it used to.
No, it
hasn't. It's just been kind of dry.
And well, because people are waiting for what he's doing and sort of Harden on a lesser level. But because the other free agents, the ones for vet minimums and those other, they want to know what those guys are doing to determine their moves.
That's true.
And because it's likely going to get him to Miami, it's likely going to require at least a three-team deal, maybe a multi-team deal.
Yeah.
So that's why it's complicated and going to take long. So you know what? You're over it. I'm over it. So let's not talk about him then anymore because I don't want to. You know, another trade that went down recently, you know, a team that was supposedly interested in Dame, but they're saying they're no longer, they're taking their hat out the ring, but that is the Celtics. And they traded away Grant Williams to the Dallas Mavericks. And to tell you, I mean, Grant is a funny person, not for the right reason. You know what I'm saying?
Stop it.
No, he is. He's like unintentionally funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, actually, I might just laugh at him, to be honest, you know, but
stop it.
You know, I don't know him. I don't mean, yeah. But it's just like, you know, like the stuff with Jimmy, you know,
that's what makes me go,
oh. No, he's just like, he's just funny, right? But like, I mean, I think he's going to add value. Like, I think he's a solid role player, sure. But it doesn't move me. The Mavs don't move me, right? Like, Kyrie, maybe we got to give Kyrie and Luka a full season together.
Sure.
But their offseason hasn't impressed me, and Grant Williams isn't moving me.
Grant Williams, I'm actually surprised for the low amount that he signed. I think it was like 50-something, 53, something like that. I'm just like, okay. Considering there's other players that haven't taken their teams to the finals that have signed for more money, right? Think about the Grizzlies. But I'm not moved, just like you. Like, the Mavs right now are just kind of like this team that have great scores, but it's kind of like, all right, we know they're going to come in and score, but are they actually going to execute game plan and get far in this season? And I don't think that's going to happen. I am excited to see, though, Grant Williams and Matisse Thybulle play together. I like the two of them. For the roles that they've played on their respective teams, I like the both of them individually. And I'm very curious as how they're going to play around Luka. But I particularly like Matisse Thybulle. I think anywhere he goes, he adds, he stretches the floor, he adds some defensive energy, and he's also just fun. Like, he was, I fell in love with him as a player during the pandemic, and, you know, he completely made the bubble entertaining for us. But anyways, so not moving the needle for me, but it will be entertaining to see how all of that meshes together next season.
But didn't, you said Matisse, right? Mm-hmm. I think Portland matched that offer.
Did they really?
They did, yeah. So he's not going
he's
there.
He's not.
No. I was thinking about it for a second, because I was like, they matched it. So everyone's like, they saved Dallas for themselves. At least that's what NBA Twitter is saying.
Interesting.
So you would have liked it if he gone there is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, the Blazers put the kibosh on that one.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm not up to date, folks. My bad.
I mean,
that's good to know.
It was sort of easy to miss. No disrespect, no shame. But it was, you know.
Not you're here personally. Actively like laugh with you. This no shade. Are you guys feeling it? It's a little cool in here. It's a little draft. It's fine.
But let's move on, because some trades have been completed.
Mm.
And particularly for a team that you and I know well and cover. So the Chris Paul Jordan Poole trade.
It's official.
Official. It's complete.
Official.
It's done.
Yep.
And I'm still processing Chris Paul to the Warriors. So I'll just leave it at that. I'm still processing. And I'm still sad about Jordan Poole leaving.
Yeah.
But what I have not liked, Zena, what I have not liked is, I feel like there's all these stories coming out.
Mm.
About Jordan Poole. And I'm like, who's saying these things?
Yeah.
Are the Warriors trying to do damage control? Because I don't think the optics look great, personally. But Rick Bucher was
optics?
Doing... Well,
the
of the trade.
Coming out or the trade?
The trade and, you know, why he supposedly is being traded. You know, there's lots of reports. So Rick Bucher was just on 95.7. He said some things. Let's hear from Rick.
Jordan was on a lot of players' nerves way before that, including Clay's and Steph's. And Draymond was finally the one who tipped the scales and went overboard. And I'm not defending at all what he did. But after he did it, Draymond tried everything possible to remedy that situation. And Jordan would have none of it. And I'm just looking at it as, Jordan, you have an opportunity to learn and exceed Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors and a team that has put its eye on the prize of winning championships every chance they can. And you can't get over this situation with Draymond. When Draymond going to be gone at some point, and this is going to be yours. You couldn't see the big picture, and instead remain difficult, remain like made sure that that elephant was still in the room. As a young guy, there's a part of me that understands. Maybe he just wasn't mature enough to get around that. But I look at it as, who did it cost the most? It cost Jordan Poole the most, as I look at it.
So, you know, I don't know. I think that's to be determined who it cost the most, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because Jordan Poole has helped the Warriors win a championship. Chris Paul has not done that yet.
Yeah.
So it's right. to be determined, in my opinion. But you were here, Zena. We talked about this when it first happened.
Right.
And Marcus Thompson was here. And he said Jordan Poole was supposed to be the heir apparent.
Right.
And he was supposed to be the successor. And there were people, like, mad.
That.
Like, and the BFA mentions, like, this was a well-known thing.
Right.
And, you know, Rick confirmed it. Here's my issue with everything that he just said. You know, I feel like I know men are so funny with certain terminology, but I feel like he's victim blaming. Like, Jordan Poole was assaulted in any workplace, anywhere.
That's really
when you're assaulted.
That's right. Yeah.
The onus is not on you.
Right.
To make it well with the person who assaulted you.
Right.
He doesn't have to. In fact, the employer shouldn't even be forcing that.
Yeah. It's very strange to even be having a full conversation about why this could have happened to you. Because we know that in any other circumstance, when someone receives, just like you said, if someone's trying to explain why a woman was assaulted, it would, like, we would shut that down as a society. Yet somehow in sports, we're trying to explain that Jordan Poole was annoying to people and that he was on people's nerves. Now, I understand that Bucher explained, like, I'm not justifying, yet you're still talking about it. And the thing about it is that this is over. We moved on. He is now on a new team. It is what it is. And the fact that Jordan Poole has not come out and said anything more about this, that is who we should be concerned about. If we want to know anything more about the situation, we want to hear it from Jordan. Period. Yeah. No one else needs to be commenting on this, because this was Jordan's incident. This happened to him, to no one else. And Draymond has said his piece. Draymond has said multiple pieces on this, but he said his piece and he's not talking about it anymore.
But that's why I have a gripe.
Mm.
Well, I mean, he was still talking about it during the finals, but hopefully.
Well, sure. I hope after that part, he's done.
Right. But this is why I have a gripe where he said Draymond did everything. Did he?
Yeah.
Like, right after the incident, he did that TNT special. He constantly spoke about it throughout the season, rehashing it, bringing it back up throughout the year. I don't think that was doing any favors for anyone. Like, I understand behind the scenes he was doing things. I understand, you know, it was different in the locker room and whatever. But it's just like, okay, you assaulted him. It may always be like that. Like, I don't look, that's what you got to do. So, I like, forgive me for not commending him for what he's supposed to be doing.
Mm.
But it's just like, I'm just going to go back to Draymond called Kevin Durant a bitch and was suspended. He punched his teammate and was not suspended because they wanted him there for ring night. Like, the trust was lost then. You're not going to convince me otherwise.
Yeah.
And so it does not shock me. It doesn't shock me that Jordan Poole really didn't warm up or come around or maybe wonder who he could really trust. Now, I mean, I know Steph just gave him this amazing, you know, shout out. Also welcome CP3 during it, which I don't know if I loved. I would have maybe preferred him do it separately. But, you know, called him his brother, you know.
Said he was proud of him.
Proud of him.
Champion, in front of his eyes. Yeah.
Looking forward to what he's going to do. So this idea where it's like they were all fed up with him.
Yeah,
I don't.
It's annoying. And it's just so we're never going to know what was going on up until the punch or the incident. We're never going to know what Draymond was doing behind the scenes, etc. And that's why I find it so strange that Rick Bucher went out of his way to literally do this campaign almost of Draymond was doing everything he was supposed to do or was like trying to do, and that Jordan was getting on people's nerves. It's like, who told you to say this? Like, at this point, at this juncture, like, why is this relevant to say? And again, if you're not talking to Jordan, I don't really want to hear about it. Like, it is, again, that is his story and his narrative to tell. And you're not going to sit there and try to make it seem as if he was just this terrible human that was walking around and deserved to be punched. It didn't, that's just, we know that is not the case. We know that because his own coaches and teammates, when asked about if Jordan was a non-professional, if Jordan was annoying or Jordan was immature or anything, they all refuted these claims in the press, to the press. So that's not a thing. We know that for the team. Why this continues to get hashed out and keeps, and now it's almost being rehashed in a way of like, let's defend the people that did the wrong thing.
Yeah.
It's like, not necessary for this whole situation. And again, I hope Draymond is done talking about it. He was on a podcast recently with Paul George. He didn't discuss it. Maybe Paul George made a distinct decision not to discuss it with him, but I think it's dead and done for the sense of the public. Whatever Jordan wants to do with that situation, that's on him.
Let Jordan prosper in Washington. Right. Y'all need to do better, though, Washington Wizards, which you're welcome, because you could have at least photoshopped him in the Wizards jersey. But
we saw a tweet that said they had a week or so to do this.
Yeah.
They had weeks to do this, and they still...
We're not even going to show it, because I was so offended. But anyway, you know, we have company, and we need to celebrate Black women in sports. Mm-hmm. So yes. I'm going to just say Draymond talks too much, or really, he be doing the most, but he's saved by the bell, because... There was something else I wanted to discuss about Brett Draymond, but let's end on this note with wishing Jordan well,
yes.
And let's get to celebrating women and talking Amen. About women.
Love that.
And baby daddy's acting a fool. We'll be right back.
Wow.
We will be Don't right miss back. This.
Don't miss this, y'all. Okay.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Well, it is National Black Women in Sports Day.
Yes.
Today, yes. July 7th. This is a new thing, or is it?
It is, yeah. Shout out to Jaya Thomas at Diverse Representation. She wanted to honor Black women and this change they're always making, the adversities that they face in this space, and to really just bring a day in which they could come together and be celebrated. So she made the efforts, and she wants this day, July 7th, to be National Black Women in Sports Day. And we've got a National Black Woman in Sport to join us, Kelsey Nicole Nelson. Hey, girl.
Happy National Black Women in Sports Day.
I love it. Hey, ladies. Happy National Black Woman in Sports Day. I am so glad we finally have a holiday to celebrate us, those who are coming after us and those who have come before us. So it's just a good time to be alive and just honored to be with you all on a national show, three Black women talking sports, doing the things we love. So thanks for having me.
I love it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And we normally do talk sports, but you know what? We got to talk a little pop culture today. We got to talk men and a woman's business, okay? We need to talk about baby daddies not knowing their place. And yes, I mean it, not knowing their place. So let me tell you something. It's a good thing that Twitter got back to working normally, because
oh, yeah.
Kiki's baby daddy, or how Twitter Black Twitter refers to them as the nanny.
Oh yeah,
the lost his mind. The lost his mind. He lost his mind.
He did. That's the only explanation for what he did. Okay.
So for anyone who does not know, and I'm not sure how anyone could not know, but Kiki was attending. I believe it was in Vegas. Right.
It was
the Usher Vegas residency. That I will be going to, but anyway.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous.
Okay, but no, back to Kiki. Looking fabulous in this video, right? Okay, and we gotta let the whole thing play because, you know, she sings a little with Usher. She does a little dancing, you know, twirling. You know,
she got a little thing for her childhood crush.
A little bit.
Everyone's childhood crush. Yes, continue.
She's showing her cute little booty, and that's okay.
She does have a cute booty, and she just had a baby, but that's relevant. Let's
it looks
going.
Amazing.
So it's Cher.
Amazing.
She's classy, you know, and I mean, come on. Who is not going to act like this with Usher? Like, let's just be serious. That's your baby.
We already saw East Spray act like this. We already seen every single celebrity that has gone up there to be serenaded by Usher has revealed their true selves. Their 14-year-old selves came out and they found a man in front of them. So we're not surprised. Continue.
Yeah, I mean, so it was fun. And like, people, to me, honestly, I didn't think that much happened on the screen. I really didn't. You know, like, like with a little, you know, she hugged him. They danced a little close. She stepped away when she turned around to just kind of show off what she was wearing. He was very respectful. His hands were always above the waist. I think he said, "You look beautiful," something along those lines. And that was the end of it, right?
Wow.
And her baby daddy, and that's the only way I'm going to refer to him. He's not getting any more respect from me. Decided to come on Twitter.
All places.
And start talking about her outfit, that she's somebody's mama, so she shouldn't be dressed like
that. Oh, wait, let me say it. I'll say it. He said, we live in a generation.
Well, he said a few things, but go ahead, girl.
But when every time a man starts a statement with you, I'm not concerned, okay? I'm not concerned because I'm trying to figure out what generation are you trying to refer to, okay? That you are comparing us against. Anyways, we live in a generation where a man of family, man of family doesn't want his wife, she ain't married, and mom of his children to not go out and wear things to please others. That's okay. Because she was wearing things to please others. That's what she was doing, apparently. And he gets classed as a hater for saying something. This is the part that got me. Let me read this very closely. This is my family and my representation. I have standards and morals that I believe. I rest my case. Sir, let me open the case back up. Okay? Number one, she's not your wife.
No.
You have a baby with her.
No ring.
That is it.
No
you
ring.
You have not done
the ring.
But even if she was,
that's just the biggest number one, right?
Even if she was,
exactly. Actually, no, I'll take it back. Number one, why are you on Twitter with this? That actually is the number one.
Yes.
Why did you go to Twitter with something that could have been discussed at the house? Number two, it shouldn't have been discussed at all. Her body is not yours, okay? And for anyone, women or men, that are on this internet talking about, oh, body respectability, and I wouldn't want my woman dressed like that, or I, as a woman, would not want to be dressed like that, et cetera. It's like, okay, that's unfortunate that you don't have autonomy over your own body and your own style and your own look and how you feel about yourself. Because the fact that there are people out there that believe that people still get dressed only to please others, and that we're putting Kiki Palmer in this category, you are so falsely mistaken. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Kiki Palmer does what she wants. She's America's sweetheart for a reason. She has gotten into our hearts for the purpose of the fact that she is who she is. The third thing for me, the morals and the standards. Sir, is having a baby out of wedlock the morals and standards that you abide by?
Exactly.
Interesting. Ooh. All right. I want to raise my case. I have other things, but Kelsey, I got to hear what you think about this.
I do want to hear what Kelsey has to say, because that's sweet. But I just, before you weigh in, Kelsey, because this is, I don't like the hypocrisy and I don't like the bullshit. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he posted, he tweeted a picture of Kiki, and hopefully we can get it up. But he tweeted a picture
shaking
of her.
Shaking her ass.
Okay.
Shaking her butt. And this ain't
twerking.
Even the last one.
Twerking.
He's tweeted photos of her holding her breast completely nude from the mid up, completely yep. nude. He took the picture and sent it to the internet. So this is completely about Usher and his insecurity around
exactly.
Usher.
Exactly.
And yet he twisted this to make this about that her part. Body and what she's showing. Whatever. Sorry, Kelsey, don't let me take this from
you. Go ahead, girl.
I talked about this on the internet.
No, believe me, I have a lot of thoughts. You know, I was resting and then all of a sudden my phone started blowing up and I see all of this happening. And let me just say this first. Mm. Keke Palmer is a grown woman. We've had the pleasure, honor, and privilege of watching her grow before our faces, right? We've seen little Keke. We've seen grown Keke. I love me some grown Keke. As you said, she looks amazing. For the man to have an audacity, right. Who, by the way, is at home. You're at home while your girl is having fun with Usher, which she's allowed to do because she's a grown woman and she's her own person. I took problem to that. So, of course, I had to go to Twitter and tweet my thoughts because you said it. One, it's an insecurity issue. He needs to deal with that within himself. You're dating one of the most beautiful Black women we have in Hollywood. Oh, and by the way, she did some innocent, fun, little flirting with Usher, who we all would flirt with. I'm sorry, fellas, if your woman is going to the Usher residency and she's going with her girlfriends, oh, and that's me included, right. Oh, I'm going to be dancing with Usher. I'm going to be singing Usher songs Facts. With him. And it's not because I want anything with Usher. It's because I enjoy Usher and his music. And he's a performer. And that's what he's supposed to do. But then to take your drama to social media.
And he's nice on the eye.
Oh, he's gorgeous on the eye. Let's be honest. But then why did he have to put this on Twitter? You make yourself look bad. You could have talked to Keke when she got back to the hotel room after a long night and just said, hey, babe, you know, I love you. Maybe I didn't like what I saw, but it was not for the world to know. Because now you look bad. You probably lost your girl because everyone's probably in her DM saying, hey, Keke, do you love me? Because they see what's happening with you. And they see that you probably fumbled the bag on this gorgeous woman. And you just made it more difficult for yourself. Right. But fellas, let me say this. In 2023, women are grown. Women are going to do as they please, whether that's Ciara and the conversation we had about Ciara and her wardrobe, or whether that's Keke Palmer. And a woman is allowed to do as she pleases. Right. I saw nothing wrong with what she did. I mean, again, if any of us are at an Usher concert, we're going to be doing the same exact thing. And I'm actually glad that Keke hasn't really let any of this phase her, that she really hasn't responded, because Kiki's grown, and I'm sure she's handling business inside that household, which is probably a mess right now.
She
put it her video. I thought she just had the Instagram
post.
But she
did respond, and I love the response. Because she responded from her Instagram account, and she was just like, I should have posted more pictures.
Yeah, with her friends.
She was like, the
and that was the best thing.
Right.
And that was the best
thing. So it was like, it wasn't like a direct response to him, but she went and put up more pictures of herself and said, oh, I should have responded. You know, I should have posted more pictures. And, you know, I just, here's my thing, right? Mm. I want to be practical. Like, I understand. Look, I remember Usher doing something on stage with Ciara. Not Usher, I'm sorry. Chris Brown doing something on stage with Ciara before all the drama and stuff between him and Riri. Mm-hmm. But I remember when we thought they were still the happy couple and we didn't know everything about them. And I remember, they did something to... take you down, right? So they did something to take you down. And like,
Rihanna, I think I remember this exact performance.
So she was like in the audience, and she like applauded, but you could just see on her face, like, she ain't like all that grinding on her man. Like, we're human. I get it. So I understand. Right. But that's, my point is that, first of all, she's a celebrity. Like, it's not even that
don't
it's about
date speaking. A baddie if you don't have the security to date a baddie.
But not only that, they're celebs. He's a celeb, she's a celeb.
Right.
And so that's what they do. They kind of entertain. They put on a show for the audience. The right? It's the same way Carmelo had to deal with Lala scenes, you know, when she was doing all her scenes on TV, right? Like, he don't like it. I get it. Right. He don't want to see all of that. But that's their career and that's what they're doing. The same way Denzel's wife, she don't like kissing her man, but you know, you gotta like, or being close up on her man, but these are their careers and this is what you do. And they do establish those boundaries behind me. I'm sure Jay and Beyonce have talked about it. I'm sure Ciara and Russell have talked about it. And you and Keke talked about it, I'm sure, behind scenes, but also talked about it on a podcast.
Literally.
Just a few weeks ago, she said, don't put my business in the street. Don't put my business in the street.
He did just that.
And she said this
and
in
that's
front of
embarrassing.
Her mother. Literally, she was like, if somebody comes to me and steps to me saying that, oh, I saw your man doing so much, she was like, I will act as if it is his twin. I will be blind. Did I see your man? Did you see my man? We're on the same page. Right. She said, I would rather talk about it in a closet to talk about it in public. And what's unfortunate about this whole situation, what not only did he embarrass her, he body shamed her, he made it seem as if she was, should feel guilty for looking good and enjoying herself and how she felt. But now he has put her in an unfortunate position in society where she is now going to be forced to make a decision about how she is going to react to the father of her child. We are now all looking messy to see what happens.
It's messy.
Now we've all paid attention. It's messy. We've paid attention to the fact that they've unfollowed each other. We've paid attention to the fact that he's removed all pictures of Keke Palmer. Now we have dug into the history of this man's tweets to find out that he has said transphobic comments. He has said homophobic comments. He has justified the death of Alton Sterling. May he rest in peace. He has done, he has shamed Tracee Ellis Ross. Fine.
For her age. Yeah, like just
for her age and looking good at her
amazing
age. Being in a, we have unearthed all of this about her baby daddy that we loved. We were so excited about. And now she is now forced to make a decision on how am I going to treat the situation? Because the whole world is looking. Not only did he body shame me, but now they have found out some other things about this man. And he is the father of my child. These are situations that Black women continue to put themselves in where people just do not care about our mental health. They don't care about our all the things, all the factors in which you're embarrassing us, but you're also putting us in really, really hard places.
Bad situation. Really, or the fact that she carried his baby for 9 months. I mean, I just felt like he had no, this woman carried your baby in the womb and she's a bomb mom from what we see obviously on social media. She went out to have a girls' night, to have fun, innocent fun. And I just can't take away enough. Dude, stop. Social media is not your therapy. I'm gonna say that one more time. Social media is not your therapy.
No.
Stop putting your business on social media. This should have been a private matter that's now public, and now it's opened a whole can of worms for this couple that's now going to have to go through a lot more than they probably were planning to go through this year. Keke Palmer, we love you, we're with you, and I'm sorry, but I don't know, fellow might have to go if he can't step up to what you need as a man in your life for the point that she's right now in her career. Her career is thriving.
I rarely care about celebs and their relationships. Mm. And in general, I think people's relationships are their business. And like, it's too many. He's the definition, first of all, the embodiment of F around and find out. Because you did that. Oh, I so badly want to curse for real. But he like, you know what I'm saying? Because he did that and they done dug up everything about you.
Everything.
And now you look like a fool, the fool that you are. So I really don't give this man any attention. But just want to give, you know, Keke more love. Mm-hmm. And she knows we're all with her. You know what I'm saying? And like, he's fine and fly. And like, she will have no problems replacing him. To the left, to the left.
Oh, no.
But now she has to
let him go.
Keep him. My child?
No, you don't keep anyone just because they're your baby daddy.
True, but I mean, you know, women do sometimes. And I don't want her to feel like guilt or shame around that. Well, I hate the position that he has put her in now, because now she has decisions to make that she never should have made. We don't know any of this. We shouldn't even be talking about this, but yet her baby daddy decided to put on the internet.
Mm-mm. Listen, Kelsey, thank you for joining us. Appreciate
you. Thank you, ladies.
I just felt
like a woman. I appreciate you.
So. I thought we had to have this discussion between the three of us.
That's right.
Because we're putting men on notice right now. That's what it's doing. So, fellas, let your girl have her fun and don't be trying to be hypocritical, because we see you all too. We're going to let y'all have your fun too, but be respectful and stop dragging people on social media. Thank you, ladies. Happy National Women in Sports Day. And I'm wearing green because we also have to make sure our Black women get paid.
Hey, I love that.
Next year, you got to be here with us in Vegas.
Yes, you got to come back,
girl. You guys can send me the invite next year. Bye, ladies.
We got you, mama.
Bye.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What to you is the difference between starter and reserve as a player?
So I was never reserved, so I don't know how to relate to that.
Can't relate. Can't relate.
Jordy, you know, I had to put that out there. No, I think it is though. you know how we do. no, but it is a pride thing, and I think when you look at how current players have a say so in that. Right? Fan voting, current players. Yeah, it's a pride thing. Like, it's a good feeling to go to the All-Star game amongst your peers, and you know how much they respect you. They respect your talent. They respect your game. And they feel like you're deserving of that starter spot. But the overall picture, there have been players in All-Star games who weren't starters, came off the bench, and walked away with the check and the MVP.
But Cheryl, did you have to let everyone know that you've never been like,
that's just not the life I lead. I'm not familiar with that.
No,
person. Yeah,
I'm not about that reserve life.
Never tasted that. I don't know what that tastes like.
I love black women. But I just thought that was so funny.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a true legend right there. That's a true legend. That's awesome.
A legend. And we are amongst, well, soon to be amongst living legends who are making their legend with WNBA All-Star that's going to be coming up. Yes. So I'm super excited about it. People had mixed feelings about bringing it here to sort of coincide with the Summer League. You know, some people felt like, no, like it's going to like detract, you know, and others really wanted it. And I think like, it's sort of split, but you know, the teams will be selected tomorrow. The two captains, Stewie and Asia.
Yeah.
So they're going to be selecting. And Asia has some hard choices because she has three teammates. Who does she pick first?
I mean,
who does she pick first?
Oh, that's so painful. I went with the first thought in my mind. I was like, ooh, but
Gray?
But I feel like it might be Tom. Like, her and Plum rock hard, but then her and Gray rock hard. And then, I don't think it's going to be Parker. I don't think it's going to be, who's the fourth of teammate? Why am I thinking about this? Why am I blanking on this?
Well, but...
Is it Parker?
No, it's not. But,
right now.
But the thing about it is that, like, I just feel like, one of her teammates are going to end up at a minimum on Stewie's team, right? And then...
No, this is going to really bother me. Who is the fourth one? It's Asia, Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum, Jackie!
Yes, Jackie Young.
Oh my God, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry, Jackie Young. I would never do that. I'm so sorry. I was like, okay, yes. Oh, man.
I don't know who she's going to pick
I have
first.
No idea. It's a great position to be in, but...
I don't think Kelsey can go early because she's a reserve, I think, anyway. So.
That's right.
So it's going to be out of Jackie or it's going to be out of, Gray. So I don't know who she's going to go with.
Yeah. Either way, she won't go wrong. She'll be just fine with either choices, all the choices that she has. They're going to have so much fun. Like, I love that I love All-Stars in general because I think it's an opportunity for, like, the battlegrounds to be laid, right? And the weapons to be laid down and everyone just enjoy each other. And I think the W is a league that particularly comes together as a community and enjoys each other. Now, there has been some dramas of late around the league, around all-star and comparing players and things of that sort. We'll leave that to the mamas on Twitter to have that conversation. But if for the most part, I think all of these women are super excited to just come here, look good, and enjoy themselves. And speaking of looking good, brands, all-star is an opportunity. Okay. I don't know how many times I have been asked, I have asked the question myself, how in the world are any of these women playing full basketball games with their makeup set? Like, what is this industrial level setting spray, or what level edge control are they using to lay their edges to make sure they look good throughout the entire game? Brands need to be picking up on this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's happening. I know Telfy, is that my bestie? What is Telfy? Telfar, they're doing the damn thing, and they've been doing the damn thing. And I love that they just gave some bags to the New York Liberty.
Yes.
And this is exactly what brands need to be doing. They need to be paying attention to the fact that these women are walking billboards. People want to know, how are you traveling in the way that you're traveling on commercial flights, right? Like, these athletes are the closest to regular people that you can get in terms of women, right?
Right.
They want to look good while they're playing. They're traveling on commercial flights, and they're always on the road, and they always have, these are opportunities. So Telfar, shout out to you. This is a perfect brand placement. Having these ladies walk in with that iconic icon, it's just everything you want. And Telfar is affordable.
Yeah.
Right? It's that luxury designer brand that the average woman can't actually afford. And so I just absolutely, I love the connection between, like, WNBA players are always kind of seen as like your relatable athlete. They're always at the end of the game signing autographs, making themselves available, and like Telfar making themselves available to them through the New York Liberty is just another way, an extension of their brand. Brands, pay attention.
Yeah.
Take notes.
I echo the sentiment. I mean, like, they're fly. They be coming in, walking into their game.
Yeah.
They're fly. Just like the NBA, they right. have their, the WNBA, they walk in, they show their fashion. Brands like are missing out if they're not partnering with them, you know? And I know they're going to be coming to All-Star looking fly. I know they're going to be on the orange carpet. Right. So get it together, brands. And I hope when they are traveling that Stewie and Sabrina do not have the issues that the Liberty had recently in trying mm-hmm. to get to Vegas.
Yeah.
WNBA, we just got to do better with this charter flight situation and the rules that you yeah. have. It's ridiculous.
Right.
It's-
and not only that, the scheduling. So, you know, I was talking off the record to one of our reporters at The Athletic about just like the travel situation, and the New York Liberty took 13 hours to get to their game. And this person said was a good thing. This was actually a good travel day, that they had no delays, that they had no issues with bags, that this was actually a positive that they were able to get to their travel day as they were. And they were knocked. I mean, can you imagine if you're traveling 13 hours, you're getting no shoot around up. You're not getting any time to get treatment. Like, you are fully traveling, and then you have to go play a game the next day. So it's not only just the flights. If you're not going to change the flights, look at your schedule. Why is someone flying across the country to play a team, going back across the country to play another team, and then coming back again for All-Star and a game on the West Coast? That literally doesn't make any sense. Like, look at these schedules and make it work within this charter flight situation that you've got set up. Again, this is going to be a continuous theme. I know that there was like the headline where I've said the WNBA has problems protecting their players. That's not what I said. WNBA has a problem. They have a thing they need to fix, and they don't have a problem protecting their players, but they have things that they need to fix. And that Brittany Griner situation that happened earlier this summer, and also now looking at this, just the facts of life when you're traveling with these teams, this is a continuous issue that the WNBA has to get creative to solve.
I mean, they just have to stop being cheap. I don't really think they have to get that creative.
Well, it's not even cheap, but like pride around where the money's coming from.
It is, but I'm saying it's cheap because the owners could pay for this and they just don't want to. The Liberty owner, he was willing to pay.
Oh, the Aces too.
Yes, and the other owners shot that down. So to me, it really starts with them because they can afford to do this. They don't want to do it.
Right.
And, you know, it's unfortunate. Like, the 13 hours, no one should have to go through that. And it affects the on-court product.
1,000%.
So get it together.
Right.
And I mean, it's just all about the Liberty right now. We keep talking about them, but you know what? Shout out to the new league that's going to be starting, you know, and Stewie's heading that up. And so
it's the Feast of Collier.
Yeah. Yep.
I love this new format too, the 3v3, and it's in Miami. So great, great positioning, getting it in a city where people want to go year round, getting in a place that people are going to probably already go and extend a vacation. So this is smart. 3v3, this is the product that's been doing numbers in Europe, overseas. It's a huge league overseas in the FIBA 3v3 tournament. So bringing that here, but the number one thing and the purpose of this league, Unrivaled is what it's called, is to be able to give players an opportunity
to play here.
Play here.
Domestically.
Yes.
And how do you feel? Because there's been a lot of conversation around Athletes Unlimited and whether like they should be competing with that. We know that, Chelsea Gray is going to be a part of this, and she's really excited to be participating in this league. So it doesn't seem, well, I don't know, obviously I didn't speak to all players, but it seems like the players are excited about it. So how do you view it?
Well, AU is a different product. It's that is a normal like basketball setting, right? That's 5-on-5. That's just the same kind of setup in the same way of like the WNBA during a different portion of the year. But I do think that this is an opportunity for players to make some money while here. And what's interesting is it is during NBA season. So if there's a way that they can tie that up, I don't know, but I'm excited. I think it's a new product and the players have a new way to show up to their fans.
Well, it is going to be great. I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I'm looking forward to WNBA All-Star, but first I'm looking forward to NBA Summer League that begins tonight with Wemby.
Yes.
So thank you. Excited. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, guys. We are in Vegas. Bye, guys.
Great weekend.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.